expecting the energy shock to be minimised.
Is it recording as we speak?
Yeah, if that red light's glowing.
And if the levels are kind of just on about 24, is that...
I don't know what the numbers are, but if it's halfway up there, that's fine.
Alright, I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about what your experience is, the work's like, because we're trying to document how people experience it. So you can say anything you like at all, without fear, but I'm going to ask you some questions, and then there'll be some time at the end for you to ask questions yourself.
Yep.
Okay. So first of all, can you describe experience of first walking in the door, what you first noticed, what first attracted your attention?
At first I didn't know. It seemed more like an installation, so I couldn't help looking at the light bulb as an object rather than a light source.
What was the level of light in the room when you first came in?
It was about 6 o'clock, so it was, say, about 50% or 60% light coming from outside and, you know, the light bulb in the centre. But I just thought at that time I couldn't really distinguish between, well, any kind of... I think I was looking for filmic effect, but it seemed quite even, and it just, for the first 15 minutes I couldn't stop just thinking of the light bulb as an object hanging in the room.
Okay. So you say you came in and you were looking for filmic effect. From the minute you came in, was that the expectation you came in with, do you think? Or?
Yeah, I think because I knew it was about film, I was looking for it for an installation that was just reduced to light effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just been, you know, editing videos on a computer screen, so just seeing like incredibly complex stuff going on, and then just coming in here, it took a really long time to actually see what the elements of the room were and how they were working with each other.
So when you say you're looking for filmic effect, you mean light?
Yeah.
Can you describe what you mean?
Yeah, I guess light. Shadows. Relief on, say, like my own shadow cast on anything, but at that time there wasn't much happening.
So the light bulb was the first thing that you really felt attracted your attention?
Yes.
And as an object rather than a light source, you said?
Yeah.
Can you describe how you looked at it, what actions you went through to kind of...
It was in the centre of the room and I just walked straight up to it, but then I felt that it was a bit... because it's a bright light, it hurt my eyes and I wasn't able to see much else if I was too close to it, so... And also felt a bit self-conscious about being in the middle of the room and that... There were other people in the room, and that was this effect, was this affecting the installation adversely by me being close to it, or it was hard to gauge how to be sensitive to the installation. Mm. Yeah.
So then, how did your experience unfold after that initial light bulb negotiation?
I had a look at the... I read the description, but I thought, the concept seemed quite far away from what I was experiencing. And then I had a look at the graph over there and realised that that's when I understood the time-based experience of what... I suppose I'd been in here for maybe 15 minutes by the time I was looking at that, and I felt like some change had happened in the room. And also I could see that I was probably there at the dramatic time when things were happening, just by looking at the little up and down lines of, you know, when things are changing likewise.
I love the fact that this has been the dramatic time.
Yeah. I mean,
such high drama.
Yeah. I mean, because I drove across the city to get here, so and it was peak hour. So I was incredibly overstimulated, and coming in here was pretty hard to read much.
Mm.
I need something pretty high impact to get something from it. But I think after being in here for an hour, it's starting to get a bit dark outside, and I don't know. I suppose the main thing I'm thinking is that as an experience for someone that, you know, has been on the internet for half the day and, you know, looking at normal screen-based video level of stimulation and then being outside in the busy traffic, it does... it's hard to adjust to an installation of this subtlety and that to actually get for something from the installation.
Mm.
It feels more of a time experience by sitting here with what it feels very zen with the only object being this one blob of light.
Mm.
But say now, the darker it's getting, the more it feels like the experience is intensifying. But I don't know if that just means it's going more into your own cognitive meditation than less to do with what the work's about. But yeah.
So what you're wondering right now is whether or not it's the length of time you've been here that's making the experience feel more intensified, or whether it's the changing light levels that are making.
Yeah, I think the longer you spend in here, the more it becomes a time-based understanding of shifting light in the room. But then it seems like it's in danger of becoming just a self-meditation.
In danger, okay.
Yeah.
So you talked about adjusting from like the outside to the inside and then getting something out of the installation. And I'm interested to know how you feel now, at the end of the experience. Or let's say at this point in it.
Well, I wish... this probably sounds really bad, but I wish the time could speed up a little bit. And so I wish I could be 9 o'clock now and I could have gone through that period and kind of, yeah, sort of had a... Because then I would be able to see a bit of a wave of experience there.
So you want to fast forward?
Yes.
You can watch the time-lapse video later
afterwards,
on.
Yeah, thank you.
But can you kind of reflect a little bit on how you actually feel, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, if there's anything at all that you can use to describe, because you said overstimulated before you came in.
Mm. I think, say, sometimes when you go into a really minimal installation, especially one that's using light, I usually respond quite a lot to the visual sensory experience of it. Whereas I feel like this is a, because this is more of a conceptual installation, visually I feel a bit frustrated.
Interesting, okay. And how about physically?
I noticed just as these windows were getting a bit darker, that to be close to the light bulb enhanced the feeling of myself being between the light source and a pat- potential screen outs or between me, behind me.
Mm.
And that before I'd been close to the light bulb, I didn't feel like I had anything to do with the installation. But I guess that's just from feeling like the light is coming more from one direction and then hitting another surface.
Mm.
I'm not sure if the walls in the room have anything to do with this work or not at this stage. I don't know.
Did you feel drawn to the walls? Was there any particular part of the room you felt drawn to apart from the light bulb?
Free to roam. Yeah, it felt like every area was equally as low impact.
So it was all the background.
It was a little bit hard to see whether there was any notion of depth in the space or point of light and like a focal point in the space. Whereas now that it's getting darker, that is seeming pretty clear with a different, you know, that you're able to cast shadows. And there is a, you know, focal point between the single light source and an object.
The kind of lighting situation is becoming more dynamic.
Yeah.
Okay, one last question. How did you know when it was time to go? You know, what kind of signals in yourself told you that it was time to end?
I felt comfortable being in here, and that I had gotten something out of it as a time experience, which is probably after 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt like, okay, I'm not just going for visual stimulus anymore. It's something that's happening around me, and it's not something that I'm going to pick up visually or orally or sensorily.
It's
only in time.
Actually, I've got a couple more questions. I said that was the last one, but I fibbed. What about conversations with other people in the space and people that, you know, who were here already, but also when Gail came in? Can you kind of just talk about those a bit and what happened, what unfolded through those conversations?
Yeah, I think for me that was a bit distracting. And even when I came into the room and there were mats on the floor and black curtains in one corner of the room, I was trying to understand if that was for a purpose or, but really, I thought that distracted from the experience.
Mm-hmm. And the conversations themselves, what were they about?
I talked to Louise about about why she wanted to do a recreation of this kind of work in this kind of media climate, and because I felt like for myself that with the kind of overabundance and endlessness of YouTube videos everywhere, people want to be overstimulated and understimulated, and they're always looking for novelty everywhere. But this, as an experience, is the complete opposite, because it feels like it's removing all of the expectations of visual sensory experience. I don't know if that's intentional or not, but
any other significant conversations that happened or that kind of affected your experience at all? either that altered it or that made you question it? Or
not really. I mean, I think I just wanted to not talk to anyone too much. But it was good to have a bit of a chat with Louise to start off.
Okay.
And I was trying to resist reading the background, but then I realised that that was probably just as significant as experiencing it as a visceral experience. Yeah.
Because you said you thought, I'm just going to chase up one little point you made, which was that you thought it was a conceptual work, whereas it seems to me it's an experiential work primarily. Do you see a difference between those two, or is there a reason you called it one rather than the other?
I think because like you could think of it as a political work or a physical installation, but I thought that as a comment on film, it was pretty hard to read that from the experiential experience.
Have you got any questions yourself? Or anything else you really want to say?
Yeah, how much has it got to do with, say, going through a whole day of being here? How much has that got to do with the work? Like the actual lapsing of the day?
You mean the need for us to actually be here for the whole day, you mean?
Yeah, or to experience the duration of the cycle of...
That's partly what we're trying to find out, because there's no indication in any of the notes that McCall made about what sort of expectations he has of his audience,
mm-hmm.
or even whether he stayed with it for the whole 24 hours, or if he just set it up and went off and then came back and after woke up in the morning or something. So there's no record of anyone doing that. There's no record of anyone not doing it, but either way. So I guess by doing it ourselves, you know, at least Louise and I are going to be here for the whole period, so we'll be able to, you know, talk about what that's been like and maybe compare that to your hour and a half at this point in time, and someone else who's coming at 5 a.m, what kind of experience they had at that time and stuff. I don't think there's any right or wrong, it's just, I don't think that it demands that the audience stay the whole time. But one of the things that we grappled with was, in the installation shots and the notes about the work, there's no indication that the audience should be accommodated and made comfortable in any way. So that, you're noticing of our kind of floor mats and stuff, that's like a concession that we've made to the idea that some people would want to stay for a period of time and just to accommodate their bodies a little bit, you know. Because in a way, like, after being here for a period of time, it becomes a kind of accommodation, like it's a space that we start to live in, you know. So we didn't want to go too hardcore, like, in order to make it pure and look like the photograph, you know. So, yeah, so that, I guess, facilitates us trying out this 24-hour thing. But in doing so, it also changes the work.
Yeah. I guess also, what do you think the difference would be if it was just a room full of fluoros and no single light bulb, but it just... it was irrelevant whether it had external light or anything, and it was just more of people inhabiting a frame, which would be the room.
Yeah. But you would have no sense whether it was day or night outside, like a casino or something.
Yeah. Or it could just be a whole room full of fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
And it's...
That's your work, isn't
it? Well, I mean...
Yeah, I think it'd be quite different, really different.
Yeah.
That would be McDonald's.
No, well...
but it would make you aware that you're one of the performers in the film work, which is being recorded.
Yeah. And more, it would make you more aware of that than this does, you think?
To me, it would, because at the moment I keep looking at the light bulb,
yeah.
looking at the windows and going, what are they doing to each other?
Yeah. I think one of the things that McCall...
Let's stop this, by the way, now.
Yeah.